there's a new rainbow rising over Nepal. This is Sandeep Roy in Kathmandu. The Himalayan country has always been known for tourism. Mountains, forests, old capital cities, Hindu temples and Buddhist stupas. As Nandini Lahe Thapa, the officiating CEO of Nepal Tourism Board, puts it, Nepal has three-in-one appeal.
Nature, culture and adventure products. Endowed with pristine natural treasures and socio-cultural unity and diversity, Nepal has both comparative and competitive advantage over many other destinations with so much variety and so little a landmass.
It draws trekkers, adventure tourists, families, honeymooners, senior tour groups, and now it wants LGBTI tourists. At the first ever Rainbow Tourism International Conference in Kathmandu last week, attended by ministers, activists, tourism operators, even a Supreme Court judge, Nepal Tourist Board Director Lahe Thapa even wore a bright pink sari to signal that Nepal wants to roll out the pink carpet.
This is a huge tourism market which Nepal has not actively tapped yet. But again, I want to emphasize that Nepal has very advanced these matters compared to many countries in the neighborhood.
Nepal's constitution protects sexual minorities. Most recently, after a long struggle, Nepal registered its first same-sex marriages, something India next door has refused to do. Sean Howell, co-founder of the social media app Hornet and an activist, points out that after India and China, the third largest population in the world would be LGBTI people, or as he puts it, Homo Slavia. Recognizing same-sex marriage puts Nepal in a sweet spot with the Homo Slavians, he tells the conference.
Many tourism boards or ministers of tourism that want to promote LGBT tourism would love to have recognized marriages, and they just don't. They won't anytime soon. So you have an advantage now. You should use it.
Sunil Babu Pant, longtime activist, founder of Nepal's first LGBT support group, Blue Diamond Society, and organizer of the Rainbow Conference, plans to do just that. He quips that now Indian same-sex couples don't have to go far to have a big fat gay Indian wedding. They can just walk across the border.
So that's easy, you know. A lot of the Indians should come and register their marriage in Nepal. You can just walk in.
The Rainbow Tourism Conference had booths that offered to organize customized honeymoon packages for same-sex couples and trekking companies that promised to be LGBTI friendly. There's even a brand new gay-owned tour company called Queer Mandu, the only one of its kind in Nepal. Co-founder Prajit Budhatoki says, while Queer Mandu isn't just for queer people, it's there because he learned while trekking how good it was to meet other gay trekkers.
And it was great to share an experience that we have and connect with the same, like we are same, so it feels so safe and secure with them rather than going out with other people.
So while everyone wants to show off the culture of Nepal, Queer Mandu wants to do it from a queer angle. Like Kathmandu from Queer Eye, which, says one of its founders, Ayam Podel, gives travelers a slice of Kathmandu history other tours won't.
So like just taking to the temples where they are like homosexual and transgender and other kind of sexual images, wooden carving, stone carving, or polygamy from feminist and queer perspective.
Wooden carvings of lesbian sex tucked away over a temple door, for instance. A sense of sexual fluidity that's far more diverse than the LGBTI boxes we are used to. You have tours like a shopping spree called Devil Wears Chappals and Homo Momo, where you learn to make Nepal's famous steamed dumplings, but in rainbow colors. While rights, marriage, non-discrimination, safety, tolerance are all hugely important, travel must also be fun. Queer Mandu's t-shirts don't come in medium and XL, but in twink and bear sizes. American-born Joey Foster Ellis is on the board of Queer Mandu and its digital architect. He says they're still trying to figure out how gay to go.
It's about mixing with the local cultural heritage, with our queer cultural heritage from abroad, and how do we understand this new voice that we're trying to create here?
At the end of the conference, Sunil Babu Pant read out a declaration.
So, we the participants of the first Rainbow International Tourism Conference in Nepal hereby declare our unwavering commitment to promoting diversity and inclusivity within the tourism industry.
But it wasn't the end of Rainbow Pride in Kathmandu. Next day was the Mr. Gay Nepal contest. There might not be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but there is the promise of pink dollars. This is Sandeep Roy in Kathmandu for KALW.